And then pre-Carlisle away. Troy, excellent result Saturday. Talk me through the goal.
Yeah, just looked like a sap miser. Cross came in the back stick and found myself free and just headed back across goal. Luckily, it went in.
That was the one good thing. The other great thing, the clean sheet. Just how much work and effort, blood, sweat, and tears has gone into that?
Yeah, a lot of effort on the training ground. A lot of mental effort as well, with the concentration right to the end, which is expected every week from us. We was unlucky to not get a clean sheet accurate, and I felt. But it's a good feeling to finally have a clean sheet because it's been, well, long overdue.
Which is the better feeling?
Oh, the clean sheet, definitely. Scoring's nice, but just clean sheet and we score, it's a guaranteed win, so clean sheet.
And how much now can you look to build on that away at Carlisle?
Yeah, definitely. The place is buzzing. It's been buzzing anyway the last couple of weeks, but it's buzzing. But we're not getting carried away. We know we've got to go there and do a job. It's going to be one of those tough away days, and we'll dig deep and hopefully get a win.
And you must feel that you can go and do that now because of, the way things have changed here.
Yeah, we've got a tiny bit of momentum now, coming off the back of two good results away at Accrington and home to Tranmere. And we know the next two games are big games. If we pick up points, we'll pull away from the bottom. So we're going to go there with, like I said, a lot of confidence. Not delusional, a lot of confidence, and hopefully we can pick up a good result.
Yeah, I suppose the league position, no one's going to get carried away, are they?
No, definitely not. But like I say, it's nice to be at the bottom too, for a psychological reason. And it gives us good confidence to go to Carlisle and on to Mansfield next weekend and pick up some points.
Can you exploit the fact that Carlisle are in the bottom two? Because obviously they've lost their last four. They're not going to be feeling great, are they?
No, but we have been there. We've been on a bad, the end of a bad run, and we have been the bottom two, unfortunately, at some point in the season. But hopefully we don't go back down there, and it's not a nice place to be. But we've got to go there, focus on our game, and pick up the points.
The new boys that have come in, how much of a difference have they made? I mean, I'm thinking particularly midfielders, because obviously that must just give the back four a lot better protection.
Yeah, definitely. I thought Matt Sparrow had a good game, very neat on the ball, and he offered a lot of experience, which comes with age and stuff, as well as Pablo. Pablo was good in front of the back four. Talked to the back four as well as talked to people in front of him, which was good, and it gave us a bit of, well, a lot of protection, which we obviously benefited from.
What is it they do different? Is it just that they make the right decisions?
Yeah, I think, there's not so much naivety at times. I think they do the right things at the right times, whether the ball needs to go or we can get it down and calm it down a bit, which helps us a lot because it's tough not having the ball. It's not always easier to have the ball. But we had a lot of possession Saturday, I felt, at times, and we hooked it on when we needed to, and that was a definite bonus, and obviously we reaped the benefits.
And, I mean, just does that help you concentrate on your own job a little bit more rather than sort of having to look around and tell people that they're in the wrong positions and all that sort of thing that, yes, you do a little bit of, but you don't want to be distracted by having to do that, do you?
Yeah, it's nice to, worry about yourself first and foremost and get your game into gear, which it isn't selfish. I know it's a team game, but you have to look after number one first, and then off the back of that, you help the others around you. And if your man next to you is having a bad game, then you can help him. And that's what I think comes with experience. And obviously, the three lads coming in have definitely, they've raised the bar performance levels wise, and they've helped the younger lads around them, like myself. And, well, there's not many young lads on a pitch on Saturday, but, it's definitely helped us all round, and we've reaped the benefits and picked up a good result.
Yeah, I suppose suddenly you are one of the younger ones now, aren't you? I mean, you've played a lot of games, but age wise.
I was saying to, I think it was Bookie or Wes the other day, that I've gone from being like third or fourth oldest to the third youngest, which is in the space of 2 weeks, which is crazy, but hey ho.
Yeah, and I mean, from suddenly thinking of yourself as a veteran, that's got to be a good thing, hasn't it? You don't want to be a veteran yet.
Veteran at 24, yeah. Wow. Nah, definitely not. Got a lot of life for me, hopefully.
Good man. Thank
Cheers.
You. Good luck.
Thanks. Cheers.
Troy, you look as though you're sort of the cares of the world have almost gone away from you. You're looking really sort of calm and relaxed. Is that a sort of an indicament of how the whole squad's feeling there?
That's the first time someone's ever described as relaxed. Usually I'm Mr. Stressy, but no. Yeah, I think, with the good result, the last couple of results and the clear lift that's been given to the club everywhere, from the fans to training ground and, the nitty-gritty stuff, it's been brilliant. So I think everyone's in a good place at the moment. And like I say, we're not getting carried away. Until the job's done.
It was important to sort of capitalise on that feeling, wasn't it? on Saturday and turn the sort of talk of positivity into 3 points, how good would it be to do that and to turn it into 6 points now?
That would be fantastic. Back-to-back wins hasn't happened a lot since I've been here, if I'm honest. Yeah. I remember the previous manager, Mark Yates, was saying, you know, we need to pick up back-to-back wins. We struggled last season to do that. So it'd be fantastic if we could do that now. And what, there's no better time to do it.
Yeah, I think if you win tomorrow at Carlisle, it takes you 2 wins ahead of them. Mm-hmm. So they'd have to win 2 more games. And that's a nice little cushion to have, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be brilliant. It'd be fantastic. But like I say, we're worrying about our own game and we're not worried about other results around us. And if we can take control of our points that are on offer, that'd be brilliant.
If you have to sort of put your finger on one thing that Russell and Steve have done since they've taken charge, what would you say it would be in terms of how they've tried to sort of stamp their mark on things?
If I'm honest, there's probably too many to mention, I think. Yeah. And some are quite slight, but have had a major effect. The main one being smiles, belief, positivity, and the fact that he's repeatedly told us that we are good enough, the squad is good enough, and with the additions, hopefully we can show that like we did on Saturday.
Specifically talking about Pablo, how much of a sort of a bonus is it you to have for you and Matt to have somebody like that in sort of 5 yards in front of you as sort of an extra line of security?
Yeah, if I'm honest, I felt we've been crying for quite a while now, and you know, even back to last season when we went on a good run, sorry to talk about last season, but we went on a good run. We played a diamond at one stage, and I think Dave Noble was at the back of the diamond, and that helped us. Yeah, and then we're an 11 game unbeaten run, so it's been brilliant. And Pablo coming on Saturday, he did a great job, and you know, just calmed things down and was talking. And it was good influence. Yeah,
it's a position you've played a bit this season as well. You yourself, defensive central midfield. Yeah. How different is it to playing as a centre half?
If you're told to sit there, protect the back four, you're literally playing 10 yards in front of where you are anyway. But when you ask to string passes or make runs into the box, it's a bit different. But like I say, he's done it before and he did it well on Saturday, and long may that continue.
Excellent.